During our midweek Lenten services, our attention will focus on Psalm 41. Our meditation today will focus on the opening words of David. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Those words from David are like a man who painted a portrait of his friend, and then the two switched places, and his friend painted a portrait of him. Here's what I mean. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. David's word, considers. It can be translated as pays attention, focuses upon, or thinks about intently. If I've learned anything from my wife after 46 years, when she goes to paint someone's portrait, she looks very intently on that person, studying his or her features very, very closely. This week, as we were at the beach, we were watching a commercial, and she comments, "See the cartoon hand? It doesn't have a fingernail." Only an artist or someone paying attention picks up the details. When David said, "Blessed is the one who considers," he was talking about someone who gives careful, attentive thought to something. David also spoke in the singular, not the plural. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. One. Blessed is the individual who considers the poor. Blessed is the person who considers the poor. Singular. Very important. Now, someone could argue that David was generalizing or making a sweeping statement that applies to everyone. If that were so, David could have easily said, "Blessed is everyone who considers anyone who is poor." David did not say that. David wrote in the singular on purpose. He wanted each one of us to think in the singular on purpose. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. Now, if I do my math right, those words boil the entire world down to only two people. And who are those two people? You're one of them, and Jesus is the other. And that's really the core of today's meditation. You and Jesus are like a person who painted a portrait of a friend and then switched places so the friend could paint a portrait of that person. Jesus is the poor man. You shall be eternally blessed to consider, to focus upon. Always bear in mind. That's why the book of Hebrews talks about looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. You also are the poor person whom Christ Jesus, our Lord, carefully considered, bore in mind, acted on behalf of, and was declared blessed for it. As Jesus said in the book of Revelation, "I know your tribulation and your poverty." It sounds strange that you and Jesus are both the poor person, and that both of you are the person who shall be blessed for considering the poor. Here is why that statement is true. In one way or another, all of God's Psalms, including Psalm 41, speak about the Lord and his work of salvation on our behalf. That is why God included the Psalms in his scripture. They bear witness, said Jesus, about me. Because the Psalms are about Jesus, they're also about you. You are, after all, baptized in Christ. When you were baptized, you entered Christ's holy body, just as surely as he entered yours. Ephesians 5:31-32 tells us, you and your Christ are now joined together as one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. Here's what happened at your baptism. Your Lord's perfection became yours, and your sins became his. His strength became yours, and your weaknesses became his. His life became yours, and your death became his. What a marvelous and blessed exchange. The words of Scripture that speak about you become applicable to Jesus. And the words that speak about Jesus become applicable to you. You are partakers of the divine nature, as Peter said in 2 Peter. Your inseparable, eternal, baptismal unity with Christ is why Jesus is the poor man whom you shall be blessed to consider. And why you are the poor person whom Jesus likewise considered. Psalm 41 speaks of mutual consideration. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. Those words are like a person who painted a portrait of a friend. Then the two switched places and the friend painted a portrait of the person. You and Jesus are those friends. But why did Jesus give himself over to suffer many things, be killed, and after 3 days rise again? Jesus did so because he always considers the poor. Psalm 9:12, he does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Psalm 34:15, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears toward their cry. Psalm 34:6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. All of these passages describe our Lord's consideration towards you, this poor one. And what key words do the scriptures use to describe the nature of our Lord's consideration towards you? They use such words as grace, mercy, compassion, pity. Acts 15:11, we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus. Jude 1:21, we are waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Micah 7:19, he will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Mark 1:41. Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand. Jesus is the blessed man who considers the poor one. In Psalm 41, David prophesied the great blessing and reward that Jesus received precisely because he considers the poor. The poor one, and poured out his soul to death. The balance of our meditation text reads, in the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You do not give him up to the will of his enemies. Those are the words of the resurrection. They are the words of eternal life. Because Jesus considered our poverty, because Jesus paid attention to each of us, because Jesus focused on you and me, thinking intently about our needs, because Jesus considered our poverty. God raised him from the dead and gave him glory. God the Father so completely and profoundly raised Jesus from the dead that David could look from afar in the prophetic distant history and say, the Lord protects him and keeps him alive. The resurrection of our Lord also indicates that the Heavenly Father did not give Jesus up to the will of his enemies through his death and his resurrection. Rather, Jesus gained eternal victory over every enemy. Thus, Jesus is indeed blessed and is called blessed in the land of eternal life, precisely because he considers the poor. Now switch places with Jesus and paint a portrait of your friend Jesus, as it were. Jesus is the poor man whom you shall be eternally blessed to consider, to focus upon, and always bear in mind. 2 Corinthians 8:9, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Matthew 8:20, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but during the days of his humiliation, the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. Jesus borrowed a bed at his birth. Jesus borrowed a bed at his death. Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. And what key words do the scriptures use to describe the nature of your consideration? Your faithful paying attention towards Jesus? Scripture uses such words as trust, hope, and faith. Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Romans 5:5, hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Galatians 2:20, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You will be counted among the blessed when you consider the poverty of your Lord Jesus, just as surely as Jesus himself was blessed because he considered your poverty. That is the promise of God spoken through David in Psalm 41. Blessed are you who consider the poverty of your Christ, whose poverty has made you rich in every way. And how are you to be blessed? Swap the word him, insert you. You could read our text this way. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers you. The Lord protects you and keeps you alive. You are called blessed in the land. He does not give you up to the will of your enemies. In the resurrection of all flesh on the last day, the Lord your God shall make it so. And much, much more. Amen.